This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
University of Miami, big win the other day, but coming back to reality on Thursday, it's Virginia ACC opener. So nobody's covering the University of Miami with the passion that Jazz Santana does from Six Ring Canes and Five Reasons Sports. He is kind enough to join us this evening. Jazz, thanks so much for taking the time, and obviously this Thursday is a big one.
Yes, it is, and thank you, Larry. I appreciate it. Always have fun coming on the show. It's a big one. It's the first game in ACC conference play, and obviously, you know, there's a lot of people probably riding a little high on the whooping that we put on Central Connecticut State. But I know some of us, or most of us at least, understand what that game was. And look, it's a confidence booster, right? You get a chance to have all the young guys come in and get some playing time. And obviously they performed maybe better than what some expected. But at the end of the day, that's exactly what it was. It was a little bit of a confidence booster. They needed that game after the first three games of the season and how they've struggled on both sides. So just excited about Thursday night. You know, it doesn't matter how good or bad UVA is. This is a conference game. This is ACC. And the good news is some of these ACC teams have kind of beat themselves up already. And we're just starting to get ready, you know, get into ACC play now. And our record is ultimately it's 0-0. And that's the most important part, at least at this point, right?
Yeah, well, you bring up a good point. Okay, first of all, yes, I think that maybe off of that game, even though it was Central Connecticut State, that we got a chance to take the wrapper off these freshmen that should have been taken off a long time ago. I mean, and I said this, and I'll be adamant, and I'll to the day I finish, that if Leonard Taylor was on Alabama's roster, if Leonard Taylor was on Appalachian State's roster in Michigan State, he would have played in all three games against Miami. He would have played a significant role. And that kind of bugs me in the fact that while you're out recruiting right now, you're trying to sell them on, hey, we got this freshman, we got that freshman. And when they see those guys not playing in significant games like Alabama and Michigan State, they wonder, what's ahead for me? I mean, they're better than I am, and they're trying to get me there. I think it's so significant to you know, I mean, I love Will Mallory, but he's dropping too many passes, so enter Arroyo. You talk about Breshard Smith. You talk about guys like that that need to be in it. You need to, now that you're going to be almost back at full strength at running back on this week, you'll have Cam, and obviously I believe that they're getting back Knighton for this game. So now you know you have Cody Brown that can run the ball. Now you know that you have Franklin that can run the ball, as he showed the other day. But to me, you didn't start making these long throws until you get those two young quarterbacks in it. De'Ara King, loved the guy, great leadership, but he doesn't have the arm strength that these two guys got. They're both 6'4", 6'5", throw the ball 75 yards in the air, and they both present a problem. So to me, I like to play these younger kids because this is the future. Talk about that.
Well, yeah, and I agree with you on first of all, I agree with you on getting these young guys in earlier. They definitely should have, especially a guy like Leonard Taylor, who we obviously saw, you know, started off a little bit slow last week, but then started picking up, and you saw the tackles for loss. You saw him getting in the backfield. You saw all those things that you want to see out of your five-star big-time recruit that's going to come in, and he should have been playing right away. James Williams is another guy, you know, thankfully he's been playing a little bit. The first three games he did play, and then you saw him make an interception last week. And so you're excited about those things. But Blue, I've been with you, and I know we've had this conversation before, how excited I was to see the three guys at wide receiver, the three young kids, they call themselves the three amigos, right? Breshard Smith, Brinson, and Jacoby George. And what did they all do? They all scored touchdowns. Breshard Smith was a Swiss Army knife in this game. And that's exactly how you need to use him. That's exactly how I anticipated that they would use him. I just feel like maybe that's a guy that you have to have in there a little earlier. And I understand the conversation as well. You've got Mike Harley, you've got Xavier Restrepo that play the same position per se. But look, you notice Restrepo doesn't play running back. Neither does Mike Harley. You had Breshard Smith in the backfield, and he had a couple of touches from the backfield as a running back. That's the kind of stuff that you need to do with these guys. You have so much talent everywhere from all these young guys, right? And we didn't even mention how well Chase Smith played. We got to see, he's maybe not a first-year guy, but we got to see Sam Brooks play again. And I know that, you know, we like Sam Brooks' athletic ability. He showed it. He played pretty well in this game as well. So I think it's important that from here on out, I don't care who the opponent is, they need to have these young guys on the field. At quarterback, I think we're going to see these two guys play again on Thursday. I don't know if De'Ara King is going to be ready for the game. And quite frankly, if he's not 100%, he's not the best quarterback on this team. And that's just my opinion. You know, people can agree with that or not. But if he's not fully healthy, I don't even know if at that point, if you're starting to get all these reps from TVD and from Jake Garcia, I don't know if they're being so productive and they're scoring points, regardless of who the opponent is. You know, that's building momentum. That's getting these guys going. And if you're building that cohesiveness and all the players are kind of on the same page and they're executing and they're putting up points regardless of who it is, I don't know how you can really kind of get away from that. Again, we're talking about the Miami Hurricanes, that they've been known for doing some things like this before.
Jazz, before we let you go, I want you to let everybody know about how they can listen to this week's podcast, because I have a feeling this is going to be interesting.
Oh, this one's going to be fun, Blue. You better be there. Wednesday night, we're going to do the Six Rings Kane show. It's going to be on YouTube Live on our YouTube channel, on the Five Reasons Sports YouTube channel. We'll definitely do it around 8 p.m. We're going to talk everything there is about UVA, the upcoming game against UVA, but also we're going to keep talking about these young kids and how they can continue to perform and excel. And I think that's going to be the future for the Miami Hurricanes. I think the smart move is for them to do that. So definitely catch us out Wednesday night at 8 p.m. on Five Reasons Sports YouTube.
Great stuff, man. Thanks so much. We'll see you on Thursday.
Absolutely. You got it, Blue. I'll see you there.
Good stuff. Jazz Santana will wrap up what has been a great show. Don't forget, go to WQAM.com, go to the top of the page, go to the podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room, to candid interviews with basketball legends, to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.